This is what democracy looks like.
They're supposed to be upstairs and they kicked us out.
Chicago Police Department just kicked us out from upstairs, saying we were not allowed to express our First Amendment in front of the departures door. So, why don't we have a nice repeat of yesterday with the thousands of people in the streets? Okay, so let's take this outside. No Trump, no KKK, no racist USA, no Trump, no KKK, no racist USA, no Trump.
Protest organizers have announced that they're headed outside. They've been forced from upstairs.
Are you giving a press conference?
Yeah.
What does your sign say?
It says, never again, no ban, no wall. I stand for justice.
Never again, that's in reference to the Holocaust.
What happened to my grandparents should never happen again.
And you're out here in support of
Muslim families, and I'm the injustices that are being perpetuated by this administration. This is a democracy. This is not a fascist. I'm ready to work to keep it.
Are you with a group?
I stand for human justice.
Jewish Voice for Peace has put out a call.
I got Jewish Voice for Peace. I was at their rally today, earlier. Surge, stand up for racial justice.
We will fight!
What does your sign say?
Deport Trump.
Never again. Immigrants, welcome here.
Okay, that's pretty straightforward.
It's pretty straightforward and simple, yeah.
Were you here last night?
I was not here last night. I didn't find out about it till late, but I just arrived today to show my support.
Okay,
great.
One cruel irony of this Muslim ban. The U.S. is either directly militarily engaged or has been threatening military engagement with every single one of these countries on the list. We're dropping bombs or sending weapons and forcing people to flee their homes, and then we tell them that they cannot flee here. Special registration after 9/11, after September 11th, forced close to 15,000 Arabs and Muslims into deportation proceedings. And not one of those people was ever convicted of any charge related to violence or terrorism. I'm Chuy Garcia.
I am here today proud to be a Chicagoan, proud to be a resident of Cook County, proud to be an immigrant who came to this country 52 years ago, and proud to be a member of the Cook County Board of Commissioners, because the Cook County Board has taken important actions that say that Cook County is a fair and welcoming county and will not engage in any discrimination against any Christian.
Crystal clear that the election results in this country have unleashed an avalanche of Islamophobes, emboldened and previously mute racists, and the purely ignorant. But it has also had an opposite effect, and that effect is us here today. We are that opposite effect. The people here tonight and those who support us that form the opposition party to the current administration. We are not anti-anyone. We are pro-humanity, pro-diversity, pro-democracy, pro-tolerance. We are colorblind. We speak the human language, and we believe in the same God, regardless of whether we call him God, Buddha, or Allah. We are living in turbulent times, my friends. Times of confusion and lack of clarity as to what these executive orders really mean. Although several federal courts have issued stays, it is now up to the border agents in there to enforce and abide by these orders and not disregard them.
Our representative, Jan Schakowsky. Yeah.
Welcome to the resistance this week. And it's only been 1 week of the Trump administration. We have the Holocaust Remembrance Day, a day when we recognize all the 6 million Jews who were killed, but we also needed to remember that that was a time when the United States of America sent people back back to their death by closing the border and the St. Louis. And the motto of the Holocaust Remembrance Day is never again. Say it.
Never again.
But today, we see it happening. We see this administration once again saying no to refugees who have suffered. They are not the terrorists. Yes. They are the victims yes. of terrorism. Yes. So the most important thing that we could do is to be here today. Showing up matters. World, we yes. can change this administration.
There are people from the Arab and Muslim community against Trump's policies. The Arab American Action Network. Asian Americans Advancing Justice. Organized Communities Against Deportations, United African Organization, the Korean American Resource and Cultural Center, the West Suburban Action Project, the Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights, the Chicago Teachers Union, Black Lives Matter Chicago, the Council on American Islamic Relations, Arab American Family Services, American Muslims for Palestine, the Chicago Alliance Against Racist and Political Repression, Anak Bayan, a Filipino organization, Service Employees Union, Healthcare Illinois and Indiana, the National Immigrant Justice Center, Fight for 15 in Chicago, the Council of Islamic Organizations of Greater Chicago, United Working Families, United Workers Center, and many other advocacy, immigrant rights, and legal groups, and Black Lives Matter, Women in Faith as well. Remember the demands of our coalition that Trump cancel this racist executive order, that he cancels it, and that we continue to put pressure so that he cancels it. Like in New York, the occupation of the airport at JFK there, and airports in the Bay Area, and of course last night and tonight here in Chicago, release all detainees in all of the airports and other ports of entry.
What does it say?
It says, everyone belongs, and it was made by my friend over here. Just Deerfield.
Because we need to let everybody know that they're welcome. We'll let everybody in here. We are all immigrants.
You feel concerned about the attack on the Constitution and the civil rights of immigrants?
Definitely, and I don't understand why anybody should be held back based on religion, race. Everybody needs a place that's safe, and we should welcome everybody in.
Are you frightened by people traveling to this country from the Middle East?
Absolutely not. Everybody's an individual, and everybody should be looked at as an individual.
Sunday night at the airport, in front of the international terminal, we heard a press conference. A number of prominent people spoke. Several congressional representatives, Reverend Justin Jackson, several local officials, county officials, city officials. Mayor Rahm Emanuel was seen in the airport, but he scurried away just ahead of the beginning of the rally that was held out here. And the crowd continues to pour out of the terminal.
What does your sign say?
A refugee made me. Proud daughter of refugees.
From where?
The former Yugoslavia. Okay. And I volunteer with refugees for over 12 years.
And where did you travel from to be at this solidarity rally?
The distance, not too far, of Des Plaines. But this is amazing. This is absolutely incredible and heartwarming.
What did you see here?
Just people coming together. This is amazing. This is something that's very near and dear to my heart.
I get all choked up. Well, I volunteered with refugees probably about 12 years ago and have tried to stay involved, and this just breaks my heart. But seeing this,
the fear that
gives
is
you,
created within the various communities.
Absolutely. And more than fear. I mean, what happened yesterday was horrid, with people being detained here at the airport. But the ban was blocked, but who knows what will happen next. But this gives you faith in humanity that all these people came out. So.